Kia ora, you're listening to Morning Report. The ACT Party leader David Seymour is accusing the Reserve Bank governor of being a liability and says his latest announcement harks back to the days of Robert Muldoon. The Reserve Bank has announced a new lending program offering to pump another $28 billion into the economy over the next couple of years through cheap loans to banks. But there are warnings from political parties it could add more heat to an already overcooked property market. Here's political reporter Charlie Drever.
The Reserve Bank will be ready to roll out the new funding for lending program from next month. It's money for banks at rock-bottom interest rates. ACT's David Seymour thinks it's a big mistake.
Currently, the Reserve Bank's irresponsible approach to liquidity of the New Zealand dollar is inflating asset bubbles. It is meaning a generation of young people watch the future get further away from them as a result, and that is a recipe for political dissatisfaction and unrest.
And he has some blunt criticism for the Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr.
It is time to identify the personality of the current Reserve Bank Governor as a liability because he is a risk taker, I think in his own mind a visionary, and yet he is doing unconventional things that are actually quite perilous and are not new ideas, but actually old ideas that have failed in a costly way before.
He says ACT is the first to defend the Reserve Bank's independence, but it is now using its remit in ways not originally intended.
We have a Reserve Bank that is engaged in the most unconventional monetary policy since Robert Muldoon was in charge.
He says the government needs to signal it will not support this kind of monetary policy. But the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, is dismissing Mr Seymour's accusations as unhelpful.
The Reserve Bank's got a job to do here. They need to manage inflation and they've got a target for that. And we've given them a role of working towards maximum sustainable employment.
National's newly minted Shadow Treasurer, Andrew Bailey, is not as critical of the Reserve Bank as the ACT leader, but says the government must ask some hard questions about the effects on housing.
A lot of the money seems to be going into housing, buying and selling of existing houses, and we'd like to just make sure that lending is happening in the right areas of the economy to try and grow the economy as opposed to just seeing a perpetuation of buying and selling existing houses.
He is surprised the Reserve Bank hasn't followed Australia's lead and put some conditions on the massive new lending. It is looking at reintroducing restrictions on the amount of mortgage lending banks can do to people with low deposits. And Grant Robertson had this message for the sector.
I'm really encouraging them to consider supporting small businesses, making sure that there's a focus on getting investment there into the productive economy. These are the decisions that they need to make, and I hope that they will support that part of the economy.
In the meantime, Grant Robertson says the government will look for ways to help people buy their first home. From Parliament, Cor Charlie Drever, DNA.